Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the weekend.
This is your hump day getaway.
So, did you miss us? How spooky was your Halloween? That's the question.
So spooky with all the cackling from you.
Yeah, you might hear it. No, I'm kidding. Imagine.
You throw it out.
Maybe you will hear it in this episode, this session. I don't know. So today we're going to be talking about embarrassing celebrity moments because they're throwbacks.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be playing some throwbacks. And what year did we choose those throwbacks from?
We're kind of thinking like early 2000s. That's really like a prime time for like our generation's music.
Like when you were like, I don't even know, like 12. I don't know how old I would be like, listening to this music.
Like super early 2000s, yeah. Like I remember like this is like community center dance music for me.
Yes.
Like did you ever have that like where you grew up? Like there'd be like a little community center and like everyone would hang out and like go to the dance there.
It was like they would have dance nights. Like it was like a night for dance.
It was like the Friday night and it was just like a bunch of kids going out from like 6 to like 9.
For the longest time, like my brother that's only like a year older than me would always go to them and he would always be like the age enough to go, but my dad like wouldn't let me. And I used to just be so sad I couldn't go. I never actually went to one, though.
My mom was like, they're so inappropriate. Like, oh, my God, people are gross there.
I know.
But, like, all of my friends were going. And yeah, I was like, what the hell?
So we're going to talk about embarrassing celebrity moments. And then we're going to play those throwback songs that some of them might have even sang. And we're going to try something tomorrow. Actually,
yes, which we want you guys to get in on,
and you can hear about our try if you come to it. What a promo. non-spawns again. Actually spawns.
I totally spawns.
Spawns by, do we have a pen nearby?
No, they're in the pocket.
Okay, spawns by the Stag Shop,
the adult fun store,
and a proud supporter of the Hump Day Getaway. Also Different Perfect. Strokes.
Perfect.
Cheers.
Yeah, but we'll get to the what's going on tomorrow and we'll let you guys know all the things you can win. It's like a free event.
Yes.
Is it? I have no idea. No.
There might be cover to enter the bar.
Yes.
But I don't think there's a charge to participate in the event.
I think for extra play spaces is extra.
Okay.
But like the prizes are so worth it.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
We've seen them. They're here at the station. Like they're so good. Like trust us.
I'm dying.
We'll give you a little like teaser of like what's what it's gonna be when we
I don't know if we're allowed to tell them exactly, but maybe we'll drop a few.
I think they know.
Dildo. Anyways, so we're gonna start playing some music now. We're gonna finish up the song that we just started. We went so far in because we were dancing, so we're gonna keep dancing now and we'll be back in a little bit. Bye. I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that. I love women exposed. She threw it back at me. I gave her more. Okay, and we're back. Hello.
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 It's us.
So now we're going to tell you some embarrassing moments that you've probably seen before or heard of before. They're pretty funny, some of them. And I've seen a lot of them, actually. They're, like, some of, like, the biggest memes, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Not to, like, say meme. Seriously, but, yep. So, we're going to start with, I don't know, this one's just worded really weirdly, so I kind of want to read it how it's worded. Okay. It's called, Bieber tosses his cookies on stage. Now, first of all, does anyone know what that means?
No, on, like, first thought, tosses cookies.
Does not.
To me, that would just be like, have some cookies to my crowd.
Yeah, but I'll read it to you first. Okay, I'm going to read it first and then we'll decipher it really quick. Not all of them are like this, but this is an exception. Okay. During his performance of Out of Town Girl, the Biebs turned his back to the crowd and tossed his cookies twice on stage to the horror of his audience. The Biebs then apologized to all of the little kids in the audience. So, I personally would think he flashed them.
Yeah, like his butt, maybe.
Or his front.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
Because it also depends, like, what year of Bieber, was it?
It doesn't say the year. Out of Town Girl, I'm pretty sure it was, like, early, like, Purple White Justin Bieber, like, swishy.
Oh, my gosh. Purple was the color.
Yeah, that's Purple so White. Mm. Anyways, gonna get...
Like, literally where the Bieber haircut, like, style name Trust came me. From.
There's a picture of me the year that I made it to one of his concerts in Toronto, and I would love... for that picture to not exist because I look psychopathic. Aww. I'm wearing like a pair of like 3D movie glasses with the like the his last name book. Written across it. No, I did it myself with whiteout. I wrote Bieber across the lenses.
Across the lenses. What did you get when you
and
see
I was
3D
wearing
movie?
The most ratchet Justin Bieber shirt from Walmart that I could find. I was like, oh my god, this one's so good. And I was wearing just like light whatever rest black, and I literally cried for hours with my mom. And
Your
it
mom
was amazing. Oh yeah. He played this sappy video with him and his mom and like him growing up and him like turning into a musician and getting famous and being like, thank you so much. And we just bawled because I was like 9, so I was like, holy moly, like Justin Bieber. I'm 9. Holy moly, Justin Bieber
loves his mom.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. No,
and then I was
totally,
with my mom, and I was
that.
Like, I love my mom. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's really
probably
like
not that. I was probably just like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, true.
All I know is he flew around in a big metal heart during that concert, and he was probably the best thing I've ever seen. Anyways, so he tossed his cookies on stage.
Oh,
big deal. We think he might have vomited, but we're not quite
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I googled tosses cookies, looked at videos for some reason. It's just people like. Vomiting. So, and then now that I think about it, like, I feel like my mom said that. Like, that's like
yeah.
an old, older,
don't toss
like,
your cookies.
Yeah.
Sure.
That sounds so inappropriate. Yeah. Like,
does it not sound like what I first thought it was? I don't know. Anyways,
or like,
okay.
No.
No.
Sorry, I was going to say something.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Revoke that.
Anyways, so next one, Fergie pees her pants on stage.
Oh,
this one
awful.
Really, like, interests me, like, but it makes sense when I read
yeah.
it. So basically, it was in 2005, so I was 6.
Black Eyed Peas days, hello.
Yeah. And she was running late for her show and didn't have time to use the bathroom. So I guess during her set, she had to go. And apparently a lot of people got pictures of it.
She's
and
like,
it was,
here it is.
It says, the embarrassing result was Fergie peeing her pants on stage for the crowd to see and snap pictures of. Tragic.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Tragic.
Tragic
I
indeed.
Love this website. Shout out to the loop.ca. Get on there.
Hashtag non-spawn.
Yeah, non-sponsored by The Loop. But get to the Stag Shop and get your pens.
Yeah, the vibrating pens.
Yes. I've played them a few times on air. I hope you knew that.
I hope you realized
that. I hope you realized that that's what that was. But Ashley Simpson lip syncs.
Oh, yeah. And then she starts, like, dancing. Like, she just, like, gives up and, like, she's like, I am a bad person. And then, like, starts dancing. Like, you know, you'd think you would just, like,
I don't even know what
stage,
I would. Okay,
like,
I'll read what exactly happened so you can get the embarrassment. Or, no, the embarrassingness of it. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
The band's timing was off, and someone behind the scenes triggered her vocals, like, way too early.
Mm-hmm.
So she, I guess, like, either wasn't singing yet or, like, was mouthing something, and, like, it wasn't the same thing. And everyone was just, like, it was so obvious.
Yeah.
So don't lip sync.
Yeah.
Especially not on SNL.
Use the bathroom when you gotta go.
And don't toss your cookies on stage. Oh my gosh, this one's ridiculous. We just watched the video for it. It's Katy Perry falls and can't get up.
Oh, so good.
So we all know that whenever she has her concerts,
yeah.
she does some extra stuff.
Just some a little crazy.
Yeah, just something really, it could be too much, it could be too little, who knows. In 2008, this is too recent.
Like 10 years ago.
Okay, the rest of them were in 2004.
Oh.
So, Katy Perry, what? Come on.
What is you doing?
I mean, did you know, by the... Okay, wait, I'll tell the story first, okay. And then I'll try to remember that I was going to say that. Okay, so basically, she was singing I Kissed a Girl, and her big prop of that show was a giant pink cake. And
like, we watched the video, and it was mm-hmm. about, like...
Like,
I don't wanna
to her
say,
chest.
Yeah, chest.
Yeah. And, like, she just jumps right in the middle of it. And then she keeps trying to stand up, but she has someone like helping her, and she literally just can't do it. She probably tried how many times?
Oh yeah, and then she just crawls off stage.
Yeah,
she's even wearing flats, but the stage is
like crawling,
so iced.
Yeah,
with, like the icing from this cake that was like all over. That she just can't get up. It's like trying to get up on ice.
It just breaks me. Mm-hmm. Watching it was just like, oh my god. I mean, it's funny at the end of the day. Like if I was in the audience, I would never be like, oh, this is so unprofessional. Yeah. Like I would just be like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And it's not like you peed yourself; you just couldn't get back up. You know what I mean?
Like, oh my god, there's like a worse one down here. Christina Aguilera's strange leak. I don't even know if I should read that.
What?
Wait, first, did you know that Katy Perry is the voice behind that meme that's like, you know when you say you're fine, but you're
not fine. And you just have to pretend that you're fine.
But you're really not. It's too much. I never knew that.
Like, and then it's like, because you just can't get into it, because they would never understand. You know?
It's too good. It's too so good. The minute that the video came out with her face behind it, I was like, this has to be like Photoshop. Like, mm-hmm. I don't believe that. She was seriously being interviewed about something and was able to produce that statement that was so huge, but no one knew.
Like, and it's like,
I thought it was like some random teens, like sappy random video like that someone just found.
And it's probably like really sad, and she's probably talking about something deep, and it's just such a meme now. Like, it's so funny.
Just saying it is like hilarious. Like, oh my god. Okay, anyways, I just thought I would share that with anybody that didn't know. But anyways, okay, Christina Aguilera's strange leak. This one sounds interesting.
That sounds like it could be like her peeing herself, or like a leaks music that's weird, or like,
I think it was at a funeral. I can't.
Oh, no. Do you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah. You read it. Okay. I can't. I don't think I can do it. I might
Christina
lose it.
Aguilera's most embarrassing performance as an early artist took place at legendary singer-songwriter Etta James' funeral. Mid-performance, an unknown...
Yep, I got to that part in my brain, too.
An unread...
I didn't want to read it.
No, sorry. An unknown reddish liquid began dripping down Aguilera's leg from inside her skirt. You can see Aguilera trying to rub it off with her other leg at the 350 mark of the video. Her handlers later claimed that it was an excess of spray tan liquid.
I
can't be sure. The presence of the mysterious red liquid dripping down her leg was kind of gross and most definitely embarrassing. That's so sad. That's when, like, every girl's like worst.
When,
like,
I was reading that, I was literally like so shocked by it. I was so shocked. Like, I don't know. I would just be like the most embarrassed probably ever if that happened to me, because it's just like
sad.
Ooh, but would you lie about it like that?
I mean, I guess you could. Like, and was it like a televised funeral?
Yeah, there's footage. I mean, they just said at the 350 mark, you know.
Oh, true. That's so sad.
Yeah. I know. So it's just kind of, I would probably just be like, you know, guys.
Yeah, and like every girl is just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Shit like that happens.
Etta's probably just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about it.
From inside the grave.
We're going to pretend that I didn't just say that. Anyways, I think, I don't know. I'll just read you the rest of the titles real quick, and if there's one that you really need to hear. Zac Efron's condom drop. Janet Jackson's Super Bowl nip slip.
Oh, we all know that one.
Yeah. It's Beyonce's stage tumble. It's not real, really. She doesn't tumble. Beyonce's hair caught in a fan.
That one's good. Like, she just kept singing. And then, like, some guy was just, like, helping her get it out.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, still, like, singing and, like, looking gorgeous. Like, she always is.
Gosh.
And, like, she's a queen.
Good for her.
True queen.
This last one's called John Travolta Can't Say Idina Menzel.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that, too.
Didn't she win, like, a Grammy or something?
For Let It Go.
It's, like, Idina Menzel.
He said Adele Dazeem.
Yeah, I remember that, like, being such a big thing. And then she went on, like, TV shows afterwards and was like, yeah, you should probably, like, know how to say my name in case I was going to win.
Travolta had never heard her name and couldn't phonetically... Okay, I don't know how to say that word. Never mind.
No, you got it.
Okay.
You got it.
He couldn't read the teleprompter. I can't believe that. Adele Dazeem? Okay.
Can I see how it's spelled?
Yes, it's bad.
Because, like, because she did, Frozen, right? So you don't know her, like, as a person.
It's Dazeem and Mendel, like, an M word, like, not with a D. Look at the difference in
Idina
it.
Idina Menzel's. That's how I would say it.
Idina Menzel versus Idina Menzel. Adele Demese or Dazeem.
Yeah, that was
Idina Menzel, Adele Dazeem.
And I'm sure the teleprompter's like,
no.
Boom. But John Travolta's kind of old, so like maybe
he's true. Just like, he's had
has bad eyes.
Yeah. We'll give you a break, honey. Yeah. You're good. Anyways.
You're safe.
So, yeah, I hope those were embarrassing, and I hope you enjoyed them. And
speaking of embarrassing, no, just kidding. Do you have any embarrassing moments you'd like to go over?
Right then and there.
That is all.
I would like to say a big F you to YouTube, standing for thank you for playing that ad. Anyways,
yeah, God
now
bless.
We're going to get back into the music.
Yeah, let's get these throwbacks going.
God bless. Yep, you're right. Okay, here we go.
What up, quad? What up, quad?
Hello.
Oh, God. I feel like that might have been a little startling to some people. Hello.
Hello.
So, we're going to talk a little bit about our try of the week, which is, you know what? If you're going to be upset about the fact that we don't have a legit try that we're doing today, start commenting on my Instagram polls, you haters. Okay, I post one. I said my Instagram. If anyone like wants to, it's Savannah. Savannah. No, that's not it.
I hope you wrote that down.
SavannahNNAHSMITH. There you go.
Beautiful.
So normally on the Monday or Tuesday every week, I post something on my story. You literally don't have to follow me to see my.
Do you have a private account?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then, yeah, I guess so.
So you do have... Okay, so...
So send DJ Sal a follow.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll just make my account not private on Mondays and Tuesdays so that anyone can just see the story. Anyways.
I mean, for the people.
Yes, for my kids out there. God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be radio mom. No. Anyways.
DJ mom.
Oh, that can't start. No, DJ Mac.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
I want to be DJ mom.
So, anyways. If you guys follow DJ Sav
yes.
on Instagram, you can
post on our comment on my Instagram story.
Yeah, and send us some tries.
We PG usually, comment of the week.
Do we have a PG comment of the week?
We PJ actually do. PG. PG. Did I say PG?
I said PJ.
Okay.
Bye. Oopsie.
So, our PG suggestion of the week is a new host. Oh, I hate my life.
That one hurt.
And that is from...
Who? Which one of us?
I don't know. It just says a new host.
Don't shout them out. Mm. They don't deserve that.
You know what?
You don't deserve that kind of...
I'm going to shout out...
Myself.
I'm going to shout out no one. Okay, you're right. I was trying to think of someone that would make that person mad because I know them, but...
Oh, ooh, and then you're starting stuff?
Uh-huh. No tea here. No shade. At Callie Liotta. Anyways.
Ooh,
so...
Spicy. DJ Sav, have you ever partaken in a game of bingo?
I don't know, DJ Mac. Have you ever used a dildo? These are two questions that you might want to answer.
Oh my God, next week's try of the week? I'm just kidding.
Guys, if you come out to Dirty Bingo and you win something, send it to... No, never mind.
send us a photo of you loving your toys.
I was going to say something worse. Anyways.
Oh. Oh well.
If we win something, we will... No. Anyways, so come out tomorrow.
Okay, guys. Tomorrow,
yep.
Radio Laurier is hosting Dirty Bingo at Chainsaw. It starts at 6:30. Doors open at 6:30.
Yep.
Game starts at 7.
7
I think it's
o'clock.
I think it's $5 each. Mm-hmm. And then $2 for extra game sheets. So if you want more chances at winning...
AKA me, I'm going to be buying a lot of those.
Yeah, we're just
so
gonna have,
eat your
like,
hearts out.
A table full of like just
yes
numbers.
Because I really have a goal in mind. I have an object that I would already like. Nope, I don't.
I know.
Never mind.
I know what it is. And like we've been saying a couple times, we are sponsored by the Stag Shop, so they gave us some goodies.
It's mostly them. It's all that.
Really industrial goodies.
Some of the goodies are very real.
Someone would probably require batteries, I'm assuming.
Yep. Lots of silicones.
A lot of
squishy
silicone.
Things.
Squishy things.
Very nice things,
does come
I guess.
With like
you definitely wouldn't be upset to own one, maybe. I don't know you.
A few do come with like lubricating agents.
Yep, could be necessary.
Could be, you know, most
and
things.
So if you don't know what we're talking about by now, I don't think you should go to Dirty Bingo because you might get really scared. But if you do, then get over there because you want to win some prizes. Should we leak at least one prize that's like really exciting?
Yeah, of course.
Which one should we do? I'm kind of thinking
there are some like don't get like super freaked out and be like I don't want like a sex toy like meh. But it's like there are other things you can get like
yeah
like just like fun like bachelorette party style things like straws or
yeah they had like little they have like they have like a box of like big things
the more
that are very intense prizes. Kind of like the things that we're calling mechanical and then they also have little gift baskets that range in sizes and they have like a lot of little things like our infamous pens that we're talking about lots of candy stuff like that they're cool
just like fun stuff so like you guys should totally come out it'll be
for sure
such a fun time and then you can like
7 till 9 so even if your little excuse is that you have to study you can't make that excuse because it's two hours. You don't have to drink just because you're at Chainsaw. You obviously can if you're of legal drinking age. There's definitely going to be an after party, so you can stay.
It is a 19 plus event.
It is a 19 plus event. I'm assuming if it's going to be in the bar.
At Chainsaw,
if they're going to allow alcohol, yes. So just be, you know, 19.
Have your IDs ready.
I'm not going to, no. Well, yes. You know what? If you really would like to come, maybe ask your friend. Some help. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. No, not what I meant. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, and
go.
This will be actually hosted by Kine. Have you ever heard of her?
No, tell me about her.
Kine is a local drag queen, goes to the University of Waterloo.
Whoa.
And does performances at Laurier in Waterloo. And will be performing for us and I believe hosting the event so like calling out the numbers
that's gonna be exciting
giving away the prizes I'm super guys, excited
who would not want let me just spell this out for you in case you don't know what's happening at 7 p.m. Chainsaw will have a drag queen mediating bingo where you can win prizes that are dirty so you should go
that sounds like a time
that's like a lot of things that are happening I'm at once that are just perform. So great and she's gonna perform
In between like the bingo sets.
So
when you guys got your
and there's
prizes.
A lot of prizes, so it's not going to be that kind of thing where you show up and like four people win and then it's over.
Yeah,
there's a lot of prizes.
Oh yeah,
there's going to be a lot of rounds. It's going to be really fun. You guys should definitely come. You can come meet us and talk to us about our tries.
If you guys actually listen to our show, can you please say hi? That would be so funny.
If you don't want to go to Dirty Bingo, just show up and be like, are you guys there?
Be like, we've listened to your show once and it was not good. And we'll be like, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's I would be fine. Happy, honestly. I'd be like, oh, wow. Honestly, thank you for clicking
the
button.
Thank you for listening. Try another after show or try the morning show.
Don't go to Pokebox. Someone actually told me that they've made their menu better. So we might.
I don't know if I believe it.
They were saying things about like things that I didn't know they had though. Oh. Anyways, we'll deliberate about that another time. We might do a Pokebox part 2.
That's a throwback
if that's
for
true.
Us.
I know.
Wow, beautiful.
Hey, maybe I'll see that next week. That. Anyways, speaking of sexy things,
a sexy throwback.
We're gonna end.
Sexy throwback.
We're
sexy back.
Whoa.
What did I just do?
How did we do that? Anyways, we're playing a sexy so back, smart. AKA called sexy back. I hate a saying that. I feel so. Anyways, so enjoy the song. And
did the song make you like think you were like a bad beep when you were like a child?
Okay, one question that I want to ask that I don't want to ask, but I want to ask. Did you ever think it was a female? Because all my life I thought it was a girl until my mom finally was like, did you know this is Justin Timberlake? And I was like, no, it's not.
Really, you didn't? Oh well, like,
the part when he's like, I don't want to say it, but the dirty babe part, like when he's like singing like a girl,
it's like that.
Okay,
I can see that. Yeah,
I always used to think the whole song was just by that girl, and then Justin Timberlake was like a background, like added in.
That's so funny.
How weird is that? Yeah. Anyways, maybe you'll get what I mean and understand that.
Yeah, keep listening.
I play it. So good night, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you tomorrow at Dirty Bingo Chainsaw. 6:30 doors open, 7:00 game starts. Let's go. I'm excited.
Oh my
god.
Can I get a...
I don't get aggressive for most things,
no,
but this thing, let's
I've
make it
happen. Honestly never seen that happen. You're welcome. Anyways, we're going to play sexy back now, so bye.
Night, guys.
Good night.